from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Already Friday. I don't know how it gets here so fast, but it does. Somehow it just rushes to Friday, and here we are. I'm good with it. Yeah, I'm good with it. I love Mondays because it means a fresh week and we get to do all this stuff, but let's do it. Friday edition. Kevin Hagan, top of hour two. He'll talk Alabama with us, and top of hour three, we'll have Brad with us for most of that hour. Handicapping, gambling, wagering, overs, unders, whatever it is, middling. Yeah, if you're middling, we can talk about all that jargon when he gets with us. Don't send me anything for Brad yet. Yeah, hashtag Ask BP, because as I've preached to you through the years, it gets lost on the timeline, and then I feel bad because I didn't get to your question because it got lost. So just hold it. You know, hold it till we get there, and then I will happily. That hour is about you. Well, look, everything we do is about you in essence, but that is your questions. That hour is your questions. For Brad, all of you who like to play with the man, with the guy in the trench coat at the country club or in Las Vegas at a casino, all of you who like to do that stuff, that's for you. That hour is yours, so get ready and post your questions when we get to it. The F&M Bank Hotline, 615-844-5600. On Twitter, at Bill is King. You can email the show, billisking7@gmail.com. And on Facebook, and I think I've got three. I didn't set up any of these accounts. It would be Bill is King on Facebook, The Bill King Show on Facebook, or Bill King. I think there's three of them. Don't hold me to that, but. Just whichever one you're into, if you're even into Facebook, that's where I'm at. I'm trying to rekindle that a little bit. I'm not doing the best. I'm not putting a whole lot of effort into it, but I'm trying. Because there are a certain amount of people that I know through the years that are more Facebook. I'm not. Yeah, I'm definitely not. But there's a group of folks out there who are more Facebook than Twitter, and again, they're not necessarily the same as to what they're trying to do in social media, but preferably there are some people who prefer Facebook, so that's where I'm at, if you're interested there. We are in the Strike and Spare Studios, the Wilco kiosk location. That means we're not in studio. We have not been in the WNSR studios to do the show consistently in about About 6 years. Yeah. Somewhere in there. About 6 years. And that's the way I like it. Even though I don't get into town much. I live about 40 minutes, 45 minutes south of the downtown 615, Nashville. And so when I go into town, I'm kind of like you out-of-towners. I see all the growth and the cranes, and I know all the streets and everything. I know my way around that area as well as anybody, but I see all the growth and the buildings and the condos and everything, and it's absolutely amazing. But I had to take my wife to the airport late yesterday afternoon, and I've heard a lot of people complain about the traffic here. And again, we're not Atlanta, we're not Houston, Chicago, Dallas, Los Angeles, New York City. We're not anything like that here. But the traffic is pretty bad. And you folks that complain about it, maybe you've got more of a point than I do. I always say we shouldn't be complaining about it. But I took my wife to the airport, and most of you have been to the Nashville airport, whether it's just coming through here or what. And she's going to Dallas. Anyways, coming back, going in and coming back at about 5 o'clock, I got stuck in that stuff. And I know what you're talking about. I don't get in it much because I don't get into town hardly at all. But I did yesterday. It took me, we live about 45 minutes from the downtown 615. It took me, what time did I get home? It took me a little over 2 hours to get in and back. I guess that's not all that bad, considering the time of day. She's going to Dallas for a wedding. Her sister lives in Dallas with her husband and her family. And they've got twins, and the twins, one of them went to Texas Tech, and the other one went to, I think it's Houston. Was it Houston or TCU? I'm trying to remember. I don't remember. They're young. They're only about 26, 25. Anyways, the girl, the twins, it's a boy and a girl. So her sister's got twins, and we've got twins. Michelle has twins, the two girls. Anyways, the girl's getting married in Dallas, and so Michelle's there for that. And like I told you, she is exempt from the no weddings during the playing portion of the season rule that we have here on the show, because my wife doesn't care anything about college football. She's not missing anything. She's not abandoning the Golden Goose, which to us is college football. She doesn't care about college football. She doesn't watch it. She doesn't keep up with the teams. It's amazing because I consider myself the most knowledgeable and energetic and wordsmither when it comes to college football. I think I am the best at that in the world. I know that sounds a bit arrogant. I don't mean it to sound that way, but I think you have to approach it that way. If you're going to do what I do, you have to approach it that way. And I'm married to somebody who is completely opposite. She doesn't care about it. She doesn't watch it. She doesn't have questions about it. And so she's exempt. And I actually appreciate that, because I don't want to, after the show, answer questions and talk college football with my wife. Okay? I'd rather talk about the kids or something else, something she's interested in. Okay? That's her time, right? So she's in Big D for a wedding, and she's coming back on Sunday. It's amazing. I was talking on Twitter last night, just a little bit. I was telling you, when I was about six, and this is when we lived in East Nashville before we moved to Wilco, and some family down the couple of houses had a daughter getting married. This is in the early 70s, okay? And they asked me, they asked my parents, if I could be, I don't even know what it was, a ring boy or something. But I was in the wedding. Had to wear a suit. I don't even know if I'm in elementary school yet. I don't know how old I was. And I remember the name. I don't remember the girl's name, who was the family we knew, but I remember the guy's name. It was Jimmy Took. T-O-O-K. I remember this specifically. And so there was the wedding, and we get back home, and then my parents, and my dad was a pediatric dentist, and my mom was a nurse. And they took a cassette recorder, and they interviewed me about this. That's kind of, isn't that ironic? Because, I mean, I never thought about going into radio. Like I told you, radio was never a consideration for me. This happened totally accidentally. This was not a dream. It was not a goal. It was not something I hoped to do someday. My goal was to go into the either medical field, maybe be an orthopedic surgeon, or go into the dental field and join my dad's practice. That's the only thing I thought about. I didn't think, radio was never even a thought. I didn't spend a millisecond thinking about this, but my parents interviewed me on cassette. And I remember about a month later, I asked my mom something about it. That couple was already divorced. I'm not kidding. They were already divorced. Didn't last 6 weeks. What is my point? I don't even know what my point is. My point is, don't get married right now because you're probably going to get divorced. I'm not divorced. No, I'm not divorced, but just don't do it. Don't do it. I'll give you another stat. If you do it and you're before, you're in your early 20s, you've got zero chance of that working. Now, you may make it a bunch of years, but you have zero chance. Yeah, zero chance of it working out. Jim up in New Jersey says, Bill, traffic here is living hell. Cross the Bronx Expressway is the worst highway in America. Yeah, see, we're not in your league. No, we're not. We're definitely not. And that's why I always say around here, don't complain that much. Joe this morning checking in. And Joe is down in Boca. Bill, listen to Landry yesterday. What did Coach O to do? What did he do to be where he is? Well, he's got a natty, which you would think would give him more equity in the bank than he's got. But he's really being erratic right now, not only publicly on the microphone, and the team's not well coached. And more the thinking is 2019 was a dream year. Can't take that from them. But it really isn't what Coach O is. Coach O is more of a mediocre coach than he is 2019. It was a lightning in a bottle year. It was a dream lottery season. And he ain't got anything like that left in him as a head coach. That's the thinking. It's rare. All right, we'll take the break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. As we watch traffic build here in the last few minutes, coming down I-40 eastbound in from Hickman County through Dixon County. Just watch your speed there on I-40 coming past 840 all the way into Kingston Springs. Traffic's on the increase down Ellington Parkway right now. Pretty much typical through Mount Juliet as Wilson County traffic moves around quite a bit. 40 west headed towards Hermitage. Wrapping up a crash at Smith Springs at Castle Gate. Oktoberfest at Obergatlinburg going on now through the end of the month. You still got time. Check it out online first at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck, you're on time traffic.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways, keep an eye out for kids at play, and never text and drive. This message is from the Locksmith Company. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. That's 931-801-5427. And visit thelsco.com. The Locksmithing Company.
When the forgotten poor are in need of healing, they wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, a floating hospital staffed by volunteers, heroes of mercy who donate their time to save lives.
Every human has the right to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see the smiles that you get when lives have been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to sirspeedymusiccity.com.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kyle Larson did it again. His third road course win of the season, seventh overall. Up next is the Bad Fast Texas Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Check out The Final Lap podcast every single day of the week. Every single weekday right here.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show is there to break it down.
By the way, did you know that Coach O makes more money than anybody but Nick Saban in college football? Let me be specific there. He's making about $9 million, $9.1 million. If they fire him, they owe him almost $18 million, unless they can get him for cause. That might be what they're working on right now. I don't know. That's unclear. But he does. He makes more money than any head coach. Jimbo's right there, too. Yeah, I mean, you could probably, that's semantics, but he's right there at the top. I was looking at this, too. You know what Sam Pittman's making? Sam Pittman is not making $3 million a year. Now, he's in year two at Arkansas, and you could say, okay, Bill, but I mean, he was the offensive line coach at Georgia. But he's made them a factor in the SEC West. They're not going to win it, but Arkansas is more of an item in the SEC West than they've been in a while, and Sam Pittman deserves the credit for that. I think he's making $2.75 million. Mark Stoops, that name came up a bunch yesterday on the show. Fans were asking about it. Like, could a name brand historic power that's been suffering go get Stoops? Get him out of Kentucky, which is obviously a basketball school. And he's doing an excellent job there, too. He's making $5.25 million, and he gets $250K on a raise every year. He gets $250 more every year. And if he wins seven games, I believe, didn't it read he gets an extension on the back end of it, too, a one-year extension. But to get him is like $20 million, $25 million buyout, somewhere in there, $20 to $25 million, to get Stoopsie out of there. I don't think I would leave. If a big-name power that's a football brand, that's got everything, facilities, resources, history that you can look back on and say, wow, those were times. Those were some really phenomenal times. I don't know that I would leave. Now, you're not going to win a natty, obviously, but you have safety. It's a basketball school, and they're paying you handsomely. You're in Kentucky. You're not taxed into oblivion there. And they love you. And it's a very harmonious place right now. So I don't know that I would take the bait if I'm Stoops. And again, don't know what opportunities he's going to have. We don't know that. But I'm sure there's some flirtation. Yeah, they're checking behind the scenes, I'm sure, to see what his availability would be. Couple things here on Twitter, and let me find him. John down in Ocoee, Florida. Bill, my sister scheduled her wedding on the day of the Florida-Georgia game. My dad said, that's great, but I won't be there. She then changed the date, and by the way, Bill, the marriage did not last. I'm not shocked. Yeah, I'm not shocked at all. Julia down in Atlanta. See, now, this is the Julia who gets sassy. Julia can be really charming, and then she can be very sassy. This is the sassy side. Says, and I don't even understand this first part. Of course, Bill, when your frat bro or wife's friend gets married during the playing portion of the season, you don't go. Oh, I do get that. I do get it. But when your niece gets married, you should go. It's called being an adult. It's not cool to ditch your niece. Well, it might not be cool, but that's what I'm doing. First of all, I wasn't invited because they already know the answer. So I don't know if I'm ditching anybody or not. I was, when Michelle told me, I don't know when it was, last year or something, I've got this wedding, so just plan to take me to the airport on this day. There was never a, would you go? There was, nobody approached me about going because they already know my rule. Let me put it this way. If the Pope called me, and I don't like this Pope, so he's not calling me. But if the Pope called me and said, Bill, I need you at the Vatican, there's a wedding, I wouldn't go during the playing portion of the season. So that'll give you an example. It's not just a relative now. It's I can go all the way up the totem pole, right? If the Pope said, Bill, I need you here. Somebody over here at the Vatican's getting married and you need to be here. I'd say, have you not looked at what part of the year we're in here, Mr. Pope? Have you not checked the calendar, sir? I would not be there. Yeah, I would not be there. Frankly, let me take it a step further. I don't even know if I would go in the spring. No. I don't like any kind of ceremony. I don't like a Hall of Fame induction. I don't like the Heisman ceremony. I do not like it. I don't watch it. I turn it on the last 5 minutes to see what the obvious is, who won. I don't. Graduation. You know how many graduation ceremonies I've been put through with all my kids? Do you know how many? I can't. They even do junior high graduation ceremonies. Is that everywhere? They do it here. I have sat through those things, listened to some lady or man preach up at the podium, and want to gag. And I don't mean preach the gospel. I mean preach, you know, what you ought to be doing with life or something. Just don't. No, I can't. No, but my wife, I talked to my wife. I got her there, and she texted me. I was sitting in traffic, and she got an earlier flight. She got to Dallas. I got her to the airport by about 5-ish. Her flight was for 7:30. She got an earlier flight and was in DFW by about 7:30. She made good time. And I heard from her, and she was already with the niece, visiting with her. Now, the niece is, she is so talented. She is a band director. She's musically inclined, and she works at a junior high in Eagle Pass, Texas. And she is, loves her job. She absolutely loves her job. Noah Kev up in Chicago. Bill, my best friend in high school, got married right after high school. They celebrated 35 years just now. Just celebrated 35 years together. He says, I got married the first time at 22, and I was done by 24. I don't know of a friend. And again, we were spoiled brats. We all went to private schools. I don't know of a friend. And not a lot of them got married early. But the ones that got married early, not a one of them lasted that I know of. And again, most did not get married that early. I was close to 30. I knew good and well if I got married before then, there is no chance. It is not going to work out. Mainly because of me. I'm a young, immature male. It ain't working because I'm an idiot. That's just the truth. That is the truth. Yeah, listen to this. I had a good friend. Matter of fact, we roomed together my first year of a while at Tennessee. And I remember his family, because my first year, my parents would not let me have a car at school. And so he and his family, when he was heading up to school, he came by and picked me up, and we went. Our very first days in college together, they picked me up, and I rode with them to school. Knoxville's about 3 hours away. And anyways, we stayed in touch through the years. I was downtown walking, and I don't remember what I was doing, but I was downtown, and I had just, boy, I was probably maybe 27, 26. And he got married right out of college, and I ran into him downtown. And we were chatting, and he goes, hey, I think I've told you this joke before. This was what he said to me. He goes, hey, do you know why divorce is so expensive? And I had no idea what he meant by this. I mean, I didn't know what his angle was. And I remember thinking, what are you talking about? What? He says, do you know why divorce is so expensive? And we're both, again, in our mid-20s maybe. And I said, no, I don't. And he goes, because it's worth it. He got married like at 22. That was his, just out of the blue. So I said, I assume you're divorced. And I mean, at that age, I couldn't even process that. I couldn't. Josh up in London, Ohio. Bill, Ryan Day has about $4 million in raises over the last 2 years. I think he's making about $6.7 million. Yeah, now look, at Ohio State, you're going to be right up there. Now, Urban Meyer probably making more than that when he was there, but Ryan Day's in his, what is it, third year, young coach. But, yeah, he should be. The Buckeye coach, if he's doing a good job, and generally speaking, Ryan Day has done a very good job there. Now, again, some people might want to say, well, he inherited a gold mine. How could you not? That's valid, but let me tell you something. Coaching at a gold mine job isn't necessarily as easy as people make it sound. It's not easy. Just because you inherit players, facilities, money, resources, fan base, whatever it might be, doesn't mean you're going to win. If you're not good at it, you will screw all that up. It's not easy. Now, would you rather inherit Ohio State's situation or a situation that doesn't have quite the resources, doesn't have quite the facilities, and doesn't have quite the support? That's hard. That's really hard. But just because you inherit all the advantages doesn't mean that you're automatically going to do well with it. How many times have you seen coaches screw stuff up with all the things you need to win? It's not easy. Just because you can put a Johnny 4 or 5 star on the field at every position doesn't mean you're automatically, just by virtue of depth charts, going to win. That's a lie. Always has been a lie. Johnny Vegas, Bill, Stanford is paying a pretty hefty price tag to be 3-3. These are the salaries. David Shaw here, it says, makes $8.9 million. I did not know he made that much. I'd be lying if I said I did. Chip Kelly's making $5.6 million. Obviously, you got to pay him. Kyle Whittingham, Coach Witt, is making $5.2 million. Helton, who's fired, $4.8 million. Cristobal, $4.6 million. Coach Edwards at Arizona State, $3.7 million. So on and so forth. Yeah, I did not know that Shaw was making. Now, I'll also say this about David Shaw and all those coaches in Cali. They are getting taxed into oblivion. So their take home compared to Coach O's ain't the same. They are getting taxed. Shaw's $8.9 million is probably worth about $3.5 million. In that state where he is. And you know what? If that were me, that would be a problem. Yeah, that would be a problem. It's about the money, y'all. Yeah, he is taxed into oblivion out there. Josh up in London. Bill, would you go Mel Tucker or Luke Fickell for Coach of the Year as of right now? Boy, well, no, Stoops got to be in there too. Yeah, Stoopsie's got to be in there too. Those are three. I'm probably leaving somebody out, but you got to have Mark Stoops in there. Matter of fact, Luke Fickell, you could, and again, I'm a big fan of Luke Fickell's, but he was expected to be good. Mel Tucker wasn't necessarily. Stoops, I mean, they were expected to be good. I don't know if they're expected to be this good. Kentucky. I don't think they were. So I might not give it to Fickell yet. Now we're only we're officially about halfway through the regular playing portion of the season, right? Would that be a fair assessment? We're about halfway in. And obviously the last half here can define and clear everybody out and separate folks when it comes to these awards and attachments and everything else. Now, if Luke Fickell gets into the playoffs as a non-P5, and again, their schedule is there's not a whole lot of roadblocks between them and 12-0. The only roadblock really was the Notre Dame game, and they were the better team in that game. So if he gets in the playoffs, he wins it, I think. But it's a little early yet. But Stoopsie's got to be in there somewhere. For sure. All right. We get the break. Top of the hour, Kevin Hagan. And a little later, Brad will be with us. Hour 3. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase. I-40 right now eastbound coming out of Hickman County through Dixon County, 24 East ramp at Harding Place. And the fire department's dispatching a crash at that location. It's already busy now on 24 westbound coming out of Rutherford County and traffic building through Mount Juliet right now down the interstate towards Nashville. Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Order online today at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
you have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
For those of you over 40 years old, I want to talk to you about SOL-T. It's been proven to help lower cholesterol, lower blood pressure, and encourage overall health. If you're lucky enough not to have heart disease, keep it that way. Start taking SOL-T today as a preventative. And right now, listeners to the show, save 25% when you go to SOLT.com/radio to get started.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Perry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
The Arena of Ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
By the way, Hawkeye Jason sent a link to the buyouts. And this is as of December 1, 2020. Jimbo's is $95 million plus. Dabo Swinney's $47,500,000. Nikki is $38,400. Tom Allen at IU is $30,000. Ryan Days is $28,400. Matt Campbell, $28,300. Lincoln Riley, almost two. $25,188. Josh Heupel, $26,000. Sark is $26,000, and Neil Brown, West Bygod, Virginia, is $20,460,000. Those are the highest buyouts. I believe that's the top 10 right there. I haven't looked at that in a while. That's interesting. Yeah, that's interesting. M. Roos, Bill, Tom Allen at $30 million is hilarious. Well, he's done a good job there. This year it's been kind of tough. But yes, that is a gaudy number. You're not paying that to get Tom Allen. He's good. No, he's done a good job. But no. There's a certain point where you say, I don't think so. It's not worth that. Yeah, it's not worth going that far. RJ over in South Carolina. Now, remember, he's a big LSU fan, but he lives in South Carolina. Says Cookie Monster. He's talking about Coach O. May be the smartest man alive. Now think about this, as RJ opines here. He secured a huge contract. RJ says he kicked his wife to the curb. That's right, he divorced his wife. Started having relations with young co-eds. Quit actively coaching. And ensured it is stupid expensive to fire him. Hell, we've been underestimating him for years. That's a good point. Is there a coach right now in college football who is actively, and you can sense it, you can see it, just going through the motions, and just belly is full, life is good, I'm single, I've got money, I can go out with women who are 35 years younger than me? Is there anybody going through the motions more and living up the gusto better than Coach O right now? And I'll bring it up again. Do you think Baby Kiff, if Coach O gets eventually fired, which it seems like that's where we're going, right? Will Baby Kiff try and hire him, or will Coach O just be so fat and happy that I just don't have the energy? I'm just going to count my money, which is his right. If that's what he wants to do, go get it. But just lay in a hammock on the beach. Coach O's got a place in Destin. Just lay in a hammock and just chill. Umbrella drinks. Coach O, when he's right, when he wants it, he's a dynamic recruiter. Players love Coach O. I'm telling you, in recruiting, they absolutely love him. Would Baby Kiff reach out and try and hire him to Ole Miss? Bring him back there to be a staff member. Now, again, the money would be negligible, right? I mean, that wouldn't be the point in this case. He's already got the money. But Baby Kiff loves Coach O. What? Here's another one. What if Nicky took him in and he was on the rehab, like, wing of the building that Nicky always has? I don't know. I don't see that happening. Kevin in Muletown says he's in trouble. He says, Bill, you've done it. My wife listens while I get ready in the morning, and she's mad at you about the wedding stuff. I get it. You know, the good thing about it is my wife's good with it. My wife, she is not wanting me to be there. Because my wife knows if I got dragged along to this wedding, that I would be a miserable brat. I would be Baby Kiff. I'd be complaining. I'd be your typical guy just sitting there complaining about how this just sucks. I don't want to be here. Now, I wouldn't say that to the relatives. I would just take it out of Michelle. And she would say, get on a flight and go home. Get out of here. That's what she would say. We already know what would happen. She would kick me out, basically. Josh, Bill, Ryan Day is recruiting better than Urban did. Brian Hartline is a recruiting monster. It's impressive. Yeah, it's impressive. I don't know that I would say he's better than Urban Meyer, because he's not, but he's doing a good job there. You may be thinking about, people may be thinking about Urban Meyer in his current state down in Jacksonville after Blondie. Okay. I don't know how this popped up on my phone, but this was yesterday, Thursday. Nobody had seen this girl, Kamen, Nebraska. That can't be her real name. But anyways, Kamen, Nebraska is the young, hot blondie at the bar with Urban, right? And caused a big snit. Shelly Meyer's mad. She's off Twitter. She's off social media. All the Twitter stuff made the family upset. And I understand. I totally understand that. And apparently she lives somewhere close to campus in CBUS. Anyways, the paparazzi is following her. And there's a picture of her just coming out of her front door of her house. Nobody had seen her since that incident, at least publicly, right? Publicly. And one of the headlines that was popped up on my phone yesterday, Apple News or something, I don't know what it was. was Cayman, Nebraska, sighted for the first time standing at her front door. That's all it was. Hot blondie. I want to ask again, why does it always have to be a blondie in these things? Bobby P. All right, we will take the break. Kevin Hagan, top of the hour, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase, I-40 right now, eastbound, coming out of Hickman County through Dixon County, 24 East ramp at Harding Place. And the fire department's dispatching a crash at that location. It's already busy now on 24 westbound, coming out of Rutherford County, and traffic building through Mount Juliet right now down the interstate towards Nashville. Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Order online today at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Simple Green is perfect for making your auto, RV, cycling, boating, and other sporting equipment look like new. Visit them at simplegreen.com.
College football Friday night, ACC matchup, Clemson minus 13.5 at Syracuse, 45 the over-under. Later in the Pac-12, Cal at ninth-ranked Oregon, the Bears plus 13.5, the over-under 54. On Saturday, Tennessee a 2.5-point underdog at home against 13th-ranked Ole Miss, over-under 82.5. Vanderbilt plus 18.5 at South Carolina, 50.5 total. NFL Monday night, the Titans a 6-point underdog at home against the Bills, the over-under 54. Game 1 of the ALCS tonight, the Houston Astros hosting the Boston Red Sox. Houston minus 135 on the money line. Boston plus 125, the over-under 8.5. For VSiN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sports book. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets and exclusive always-on promotions such as enhanced odds boosts on the biggest events to let you get more action out of game day. And if you win, they even get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Seriously, no strings attached. Just place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code WNSR so they know I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code WNSR.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Showers and thunderstorms likely. Highs near 81. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms continue. 51. For Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs near 67. Saturday night clear. Lows 44. Sunshine for Sunday. Highs 68. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio
The scouts had to come up with a whole new star system just to classify him. It's Bill King.
Clyde says, Bill, I spit my coffee out this morning when you said, Mr. Pope, have you checked the calendar? Yeah, that was in reference to weddings. If the Pope invited me during the playing portion, I wouldn't go. Georgia Dog, Bill, my first wife was the same age as me. My second, third, fourth, and current wife, they were all 11 years younger than me. Is that weird? That's kind of an ironic stat. So Georgia Dog, I mean, he publicly is putting this out here. So it's not me speculating. He's been married 5 times. He's on his 5th. That would be the Auburn girl, right? And from 2 to 5, all of them were 11 years younger than him. That's a stat. I don't know if that's a stat you folks want, but that's a stat. If we ever do trivia on the show, I may bring that one out there. Topwater Assassin over in South Carolina. Bill, I'm going to send you to a site to identify different trading. He's talking about the stock market setups. Wondering what your favorite setup is, what you use to buy and sell prices, and what book do you recommend for trading? You know what? I don't have a book to recommend for you. I don't know that I've read a book. I've studied a lot. But I'm not a chart guy. I can identify most charts. Maybe not all of them, but most of them I can look at and say that's a inverse head and shoulders or whatever. That's an ascending triangle, or I don't want to bore you guys with all that, but all those things I can identify. But here's what I look at. And again, I'm not saying this is the best way to go. Everybody buying stocks and studying all this stuff, everybody's got their own way, right? Everybody's got their own fingerprints. But I look at, first of all, I check the news. Nothing trumps the news when it comes to the stock market, for the most part. How the news affects a certain stock, whatever news it might be. Now, there are, if you have a huge news item, for example, let me just give you one. Now, this is extreme. What if over the weekend, China invades Taiwan? What do you think the stock market's going to do Monday morning? Everything you got is going to go into oblivion that morning. Something big like that. Or I know a lot of people, I didn't have much in the market. 9/11, I don't know how many people I talked to that had options or had a bunch of long positions in stock, got crushed. Now, again, those are extreme examples. That's not an everyday occurrence. But news matters the most. I study premiums. I used to be a common stock buyer, and I would just sit and watch it and, you know, trade it or do whatever. And I'm more of an options trader now. And the only reason is it's just more fun for me. For me, it's more fun. And you got to study premiums. You got to understand the premiums. And the other thing I look at is the SPY and the SPACs. The SPY, SPY, and the SPX. I watch that, the movement of that. I study it, and I watch it every day. That's what I do. So the chart thing, and a lot of people are chartists out there, and they do well with it. It serves them well. I'm not into that. I subscribe to the individual bits of news. It might just be for something that affects that particular stock is more important than the chart. That's the way I look at it. Right or wrong? Yeah, right or wrong. Coach's hot seat. Take home pay. Now, Coach's hot seat would know this. He lives out in Tahoe, but he's a California kid. He says David Shaw and Coach O make about $9 million. They make about the same. He says David Shaw in California, counting all income taxes, would be about 52%. So his $9 million take home would be about 4.3. In Louisiana, all income taxes would result in Coach O taking home about 5.9. So almost, not quite, but almost $2 million more in Coach O's pocket than David Shaw. That would matter to me. I don't know, you know, all you are different, you know, but that would matter. Yeah, I'm not going to go to a place where I'm taxed into oblivion like that, meaning live there. Not going to do it. That's just me. Yeah, that's just me. Jay Cutler's burner account. Bill, LSU should fire Coach O and then name Coach O as the interim. Chad, who's checking in this morning. And Chad is in D.C. He was in the United Arab Emirates. Now he's back in D.C. working. Wouldn't Baby Kiff be a solid replacement for the Supreme Hummer salesperson? Yeah, I don't know if they like or targeting Baby Kiff or not at LSU. Some are saying their top target is Mario Cristobal. Now, they would be bidding against Nike there. LSU's got lots of money. Oregon has Nike money. So what would win out there? Both have lots of resources, but Oregon can match anything that LSU wants to do. Is Oregon as good a job as LSU? No, but it's in a place where you can win easier because you're on the West Coast. Nobody on the West Coast right now wants to dominate it. Where LSU is, you got plenty of people who want to dominate it. LSU is historically a better job. I'm not even suggesting. But would you rather be at Oregon where you don't have a whole lot around you to fight you back if you're right? Or LSU where you're looking right at Nick Saban and you're looking at Baby Kip and you're looking at A&M and... More difficult. All right, we'll get the break. Top of the hour, Kevin Hagan coming up. Omni Nashville Hotel.